good stuff. You know, I mean, we had three hits and two walks off him. You know, late in the game, he really started mixing his secondary stuff in a lot more first pitch. And he had good stuff. It was a good performance by him. And Lopey threw well for us. I mean, he threw seven innings, five hits, three runs, seven strikeouts. You know, the Giants, they got two guys on second with nobody out. They got him over and got him in. And we had the same opportunity. We did not do it. CY actually almost had a home run. So it was kind of an identical game, except they out-executed us on those fronts. Yeah, he's a good pitcher. I mean, he's done that to a lot of people. So, I mean, we had a chance to beat him. We just didn't have it tonight. We're unable to get the job done.
You seem to stay away from Justin a little bit.
Yeah, not the last time.
No, I know.
Yeah, I mean, and Justin made a mistake out there. He knows it. When he got picked off, it wasn't a good time to do it, but... you know, again, I don't know more there is to say. We had a well-pitched game. They out-pitched us, and we pitched very well.
Any residual effect on last night's late game?
Possible, I don't know. But all things aside, we had a very well game thrown against us. And you've got to execute all your situations to have a chance to win a game like that. And actually, you know, I was just... just hoping we'd hang in there and then maybe, you know, get something happen late for us. Didn't happen.
Hustle second. Teams have been pretty successful this
year. On Lopey? I don't know if he's caught anybody. Yeah, they picked something up on him, and we have addressed that. We're trying to get him to stop it. But, you know, he walks a guy, two-out walk. They steal. They get him in. And, you know, just like I said, that's kind of what we needed to do tonight. They needed to do that against our well-pitched game, and they executed it.
Not a lot of luck with two out hits tonight.
No. Well, you just got here, but, I mean, I just said Matt Cain threw a good game.
Yeah.
And we were unable to get to him when it counted. I think he has been for a while. You know, when Lopey was coming out, I had to make a decision what I want to do. When I want to split it up with Qualls and Norberto, or to get Chad on there for two innings. And, you know, I made the decision that I wanted him to try to get through two innings. You know, we're just trying to get him to, he's moved over in the rubber, and just trying to get him to just keep it simple, you know, and keep his sinker sinking. And, you know, he mixes his sliders in there. And the thing about Chad, even when he gets guys on base like happened right at the very beginning, he's always got that good sinker. He got a chance for the double play. And he can strike people out. So that's why he's a good, talented pitcher. We know it. And, you know, yeah, he's certainly on his way back.
Was it a first read situation on both CY and Chubb Upton seem to take off?
You'd have to ask them. You know, I mean. CY is pretty good at it. And, you know, Cain stepped off and threw to first, so we got away with that one. And you'd have to ask Justin, you know, or both of those guys, what their key was. But, you know, I don't discourage that. You know, the mistake that Justin made was a learning experience for him. You know, in general, you're down two runs, and there's a left-handed hitter up, and there's no outs, you wouldn't try and steal that base with Posey behind the plate. So, you know, I always tell you guys, you take what's given to you. That's probably a bit of a force. But he's trying to do well. Now, let's be honest about it, okay? I mean, he's trying to make something happen for his team. That's the encouraging thing. He's thinking. But, and then the other thing is the technique he used is, like, not something, we talk a lot about the technique that you would use on that. I like to see him shuffle. That way, if they inside move you or whatever, you can still get back. Because in general, when guys inside move, they don't the middle infielders aren't rushing in there to cover. So, yeah, he made some mistakes on that. I don't discourage it. I think that's part of the learning curve. And he learned from it, no question about it. I know Bo talked to him first, and I followed it up a little bit. And there's just a whole lot of mistakes in that little play of him trying to do something good for his team.
Thank you.
whatever you do, I'm not getting on the kid at all. He busts his tail, he's been playing outstanding, and he was trying to help his team win a game tonight. That's the good part. And I'd rather him be that way aggressive at this point than to be passive. That's just the way I am.
What did you see out of Kane that was just so tough to catch up to?
Well, I mean, he had all of his pitches working. You know, I mean, and then he started dumping his secondary stuff over a lot of first pitch, really started getting ahead in the counts. He's obviously locating. He's just got good stuff. He's got good stuff. And we didn't make use of our opportunities. But you know, I tip my cap to him. We'll see him again about 10 times this year, I'm sure. And we'll try and get him next time. Okay?
Thanks
guys.
Thank you.